European Union foreign ministers met in Brussels with their Israeli counterpart, Tzipi Livni, late Wednesday. The Europeans have sent official missions to the Middle East to seek a truce in the latest Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The 27-member bloc is the biggest aid donor to the Palestinians. Although a truce has been struck, European Foreign Policy Chief Javier Solana told reporters the stakes are high in maintaining the ceasefire between Israel and the Palestinian militant group Hamas, which runs Gaza.
I like to say that still the ceasefire is fragile, the situation is fragile, and all the efforts have to be made to make it solid, to make it durable, to make it sustainable. I would like to say also that it's very important that Gaza is open. That means that the crossings are open and help that the international community is willing to give. It can arrive to those in need.
Mr. Solana said the European Union is committed politically to maintaining the ceasefire and committed economically to helping the Palestinians. He said the EU also wants to ensure a secure future for the Palestinians and for the Middle East peace process. Palestinian medics say Israeli forces killed 1,300 Palestinians in the fighting. 13 Israelis were killed by Hamas rocket attacks on Israel. The European Union says it hopes the new U.S. administration of President Barack Obama will breathe new life into the Middle East peace process. But the EU ministers downplayed the chances of discussions with Hamas in the near future. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.